Welcome. The Joint Subcommittee on Natural Resources is called to order, and we will actually go on the record right now. I'm going to go ahead and open a work session on ODF&W's retroactive request for approval to submit grant applications to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service for possible reconsideration. And the chair requests unanimous consent that the rules be suspended to allow a motion to reconsider the vote by which ODF&W federal grant request was reported out to the full committee. Are there any objections? Seeing none, do I need a roll call?
Nope.
Okay. The chair will accept a motion to reconsider the vote by which the ODF&W federal grant request was reported out to the full committee.
Madam Co-Chair, I would move that we reconsider the ODF&W grant request that was in full committee and was held up there.
Okay.
That's not more than I need.
It's been moved. Any objections? Seeing none. The motion carries, and the grant request is back before the subcommittee. Is there any discussion today?
Madam Chair.
Senator Edwards.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think that a lot of folks have been caught unaware in this process about this specific grant request. It's a multi-piece grant request. In particular, there is a piece about Klamath Basin water that is involved, and there are a lot of claims about what this grant will do or will not do, and very conflicting opinions about what this grant will do or not do. And I think many of us are moving toward the same goals, but are getting conflicting points of view about what will happen should the grant request go forward. So I have proposed that we just slow down a little bit, we vet this issue a little bit better, out of respect to the a particular senator whose priority this is, and out of a respect to a particular senator who absolutely does not want to see this move forward. So I think they both have legitimate concerns to bring forth on this, and I hope that we could get some people to testify as to the merits or demerits, as it may be, of this grant request, and then we can make a more informed decision to take to the full Ways and Means Committee.
Thank you. Any other discussion?
No. Madam
Chair. I don't see any other discussion.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just to concur with Senator Edwards, I mean, I think this is not a problem that we can't take care of maybe not necessarily pretty easily, but that we can't take care of. And I do think we have an obligation to hear both sides of that, and we haven't heard both sides of it at this point.
Okay.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Having represent this area of the state, and I think specifically, literally, a big chunk of this area that is affected by the grant, I want to agree with Senator Edwards and also express my appreciation to the senator for being accommodating to make sure we get good information. And I think this is exactly how the people of my district would hope it would operate, is that we would slow it down if necessary, get good information, and then make the best decision, and I'm grateful for that. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your comment. And seeing no other comments. Yes.
Before we adjourn, I'd like to suggest to the agency, as your Curtis here, I don't know where the expertise is in the agency on this, but I'd like to suggest that the agency be prepared to address this, whether that's Kurt or some other member of the agency. That's their decision to make on it, not ours.
Thank you. All right. Thank you, committee. Staff.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, we will reschedule a public hearing and work session for the grant item sometime tomorrow. We don't have a time yet. Hopefully it will be earlier rather than later in the day. We have to find out what rooms are available, what staff's available to staff the committee besides myself. Actually, I'm always available, but Eric's not. So we'll get that determined and we'll let your offices know. Hopefully we'll shoot for maybe 12:30, 1 o'clock. Tomorrow, and hope that works for everyone, and I'll send an email out as soon as I know. And again, just to remind you, the materials for the grant materials that we prepared are still on the SharePoint under the last week's February 16th date, and on the, they should be on the public site too. There's no new information that we've posted for this item.
Okay. With that, then I'm going to go ahead and close committee, and we are adjourned.